Next on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine brings you Willie Terry with his ongoing coverage of labor issues in the Capital Region. This week, he'll be speaking with Dan Cullen, Regional Director of Workforce Development Center.
Good evening. This is Labor Talk, and my name is Willie Terry, your host. Today on Labor Talk, we will be talking to Dan Cullen, Regional Director for the Workforce Development Center that's located here in Troy. Our topic of discussion is, what is the Workforce Development Institute, better known as WDI, right? Okay. Hello, Dan. How you doing?
How are you doing? How are you?
All right, all right. Let me just get right into it, Dan, and the question. Could you tell us something about yourself and how you became director of the Workforce Development Institute?
So I'm a regional director here for the Capital Region, which includes nine counties, including Rensselaer County, of course. And my career in the workforce world began at Manpower, the staffing agency, where I was hiring people for temporary and temporary to permanent jobs. And, of course, that means meeting a lot of people at a time in their lives when they are unemployed, when they're facing a lot of personal challenges. During the Great Recession, I got laid off from that job with Manpower and became one of those individuals myself. So unemployed for 9 months, ended up going to work for Department of Labor on a temporary job that became more permanent over time. But I was working on programs for individuals who were long-term unemployed. And having some firsthand knowledge of what that was like, I really was able to kind of put my heart and soul into it. So I worked on a program called on-the-job training for individuals who were 26 weeks or more unemployed, which was the average at that time. Thankfully, that's not the average anymore, although unemployment still is an issue in a lot of parts of our community. But over time, I started to see other options in the workforce world, including Workforce Development Institute. And when the position for regional director became available, I applied to it and very happily started the position back in 2014 and have been there ever since. In that time, I've met with hundreds of businesses, community organizations, labor unions, et cetera, and been able to provide grant assistance to over 150 different programs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I see you've been doing a lot of work in, you know, in the workers' movement, you know, helping the workers. But let's just ask you, what is the Workforce Development Institute? What is its structure? What is its mission?
Sure.
Tell me something about that.
So WDI is a statewide not-for-profit organization. We were founded as part of the New York State AFL-CIO back in the early 2000s, but we are now private and independent, although the AFL is still part of our guiding force, as a guiding force behind everything that we do. Quality, we look to help people to increase their skills so they can find quality employment or so they can advance in jobs where they already have employment and make sure that they have self-sustaining incomes, family-sustaining incomes, benefits, dignity of the work that they're doing, and then hopefully a career ladder that they can climb to continue to better their career and better their situation for their family. But the overall mission of WDI is very broad. It's to grow and keep good jobs in New York State. And that's accomplished in a lot of ways. Mostly what we do, though, is myself and the other nine regional directors around the state work with businesses, unions, training providers such as BOCES and community colleges, and try to make sure that the demand in the workforce, meaning the businesses and employers that are hiring, can find the right supply of workers who have the skills that they need.
So are you just located in New York State, or are you nationwide?
Yeah. We're just a statewide, organization, an independent 501c3 not-for-profit organization.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of your duties as a director?
You know, sure. So I work with the businesses, the unions, the training providers directly to try to understand what we refer to as the boots-on-the-ground workforce intelligence. What's happening out there right now? What skills are in demand? What jobs are not being filled that could be filled? And where can we create programming to try to help people fill those jobs? So I visit with businesses, over 100 per year between the businesses and the community organizations that I work with, and just try to hear what their issues are and help them find possible solutions. And often this means connecting them with training providers, or it can mean connecting them with consultants that will help them figure out what their issue is so they can move forward, grow their business, increase employment, or advance their current workers to make sure that they can, you know, rise that career ladder. And that's a phrase you'll hear me use over and over again if you talk to me, the career ladder. It's so important for people to see what's ahead of them, you know, not just to see that I can do this right now. Everybody's heard of the idea of a dead-end job. A career ladder job is the opposite of that. It's something where I can say, okay, if I take the right steps and try to give myself the right training, maybe have the right quote-unquote attitude that an employer might be looking for, I see opportunities to continue to rise within the organization. And when there's not a career ladder, people start looking elsewhere. So that's a problem for both parties, right?
Right. But I know you must have some long hours because I'm a member of the Detroit Area Labor Council, and I see you at all our meetings. Do you go to any other labor council meetings?
I do, actually. Yeah, I go to all the other labor councils when they're active throughout the Capital Region. So, yeah, Mondays and Wednesday nights are pretty busy for me most months. But then, yeah, it starts very early some mornings. You know, we're in high demand. One of the other things that we do is we have the great benefit of being able to award grant funding to some of these programs. So as soon as you say, I might have some grant funding for a business or for an organization, of course, that makes you very popular. You never know who your friends are if you have grant funding because everybody has need. You know, everybody has great programs that we want to support, and it means taking a lot of different meetings and sorting out, you know, which programs we're able to provide support to.
So how is the Workforce Development Center supported? I mean, who do y'all get funding to?
Yeah. So we're a state-funded organization. So even though we're private and independent, we're funded by New York State.
Oh, okay.
So we're very thankful to have been in the budget that was just passed last week. Very grateful to the members of the, especially the New York State Senate. That's our primary funding source. But of course, both houses of the legislature show us a lot of support. But we couldn't do it without the New York State AFL-CIO. Oh, okay. They carry our message for us very, very strongly, our greatest advocate. And as I said earlier, they're also our guiding force. I mean, we try to look at jobs. You know, I said our organizational mission is to grow and keep good jobs in New York State. We see the jobs that are afforded by the unions of the AFL-CIO as those good jobs, the ones that have good wages, good benefits, and, you know, that dignity of work.
You know, I was reading the Workers Development Institute your report, your impact report for 2017, and it talked about workforce trends. Mm-hmm. Could you give us a brief rundown of what are some of the workforce trends?
Sure. There's a couple things going on right now, and it really depends on, you know, which side of the workforce you're on, if you're on that supply side, the employer side, or the demand side. But the biggest thing that we're seeing right now across the Capital Region is a very tight labor market. There's low unemployment, usually quoted at somewhere between 4 to 4.5%. Here in Rensselaer County, it's somewhere in that range right now. Now, we know the true unemployment is actually higher than that because the unemployment rate only counts people who are actively seeking jobs. So it's not to be said that there's only such a small group of people looking. Mm-hmm. That said, low unemployment means you have to start being more and more creative with how you make sure people have the skills to take those jobs. So that's where we come in, is to try to help design training programs. And part of the reason for the issue, even though there is low unemployment, is that there's a lot of great people who are retiring mm-hmm. from the labor market on a daily basis. You know, baby boomers are leaving at a very fast clip, especially in some industries like manufacturing, which is where we do most of our work. And manufacturers, you know, they're seeing a lot of applicants. Actually, they're not seeing as many applicants as they'd like, but the applicants they do see tend not to have either the technical skills or what they call the soft skills. And the soft skills are things like, you know, being on time, having good communication skills, things that, you know, a lot of people might take for granted as being natural skills, but they actually are something that needs to be developed just like a technical skill. And we actually see a lot of programming trying to aim to increase people's soft skills or what other people in my sector usually call professional or work readiness skills as mm-hmm. well. We also see, you know, that automation is changing every industry, including manufacturing. That's been going on for centuries, obviously, and it's only going to continue. It shouldn't be the big fear that some people want to make it out to be. It just means we have to start looking differently at the types of jobs that we're training people for. So if there are going to be machines, there's always going to be a need for people to repair those machines, to operate those machines. There's going to be a need for software developers and coders to make those machines run. And there's going to be a ton of need for what we call electromechanical repair technicians who keep those machines running. Mm-hmm. So it just makes you have to look at the landscape and say, how can we do things a little bit differently than we might have a generation ago or a generation before that? And then just the other big thing I see is a real overall lack of awareness, I think, for most people of what kind of jobs really exist out there. Most of us know the jobs that exist around us. So it might be there's an industry in our town, therefore we know that it exists. Or there might be jobs that our parents have or our neighbors have or family members. And beyond that, we probably don't know all of the great things that are out there. We drive by places or ride by places on a daily basis and might not know that there's a really great career path within it. So just a couple quick examples. You know, advanced manufacturing, people have heard about Global Foundries here in the Capital Region over the past few years, but we've been an advanced manufacturing hub long before Global Foundries. Mm-hmm. There's stuff right here in Troy. There's great manufacturing careers in Troy. CDLA truck driving, so that's the tractor-trailer drivers. Mm-hmm. Those careers are another place that's losing a lot of people to retirement. So there's a lot of opportunities. They're very good paying jobs right now. And of course, the skilled trades, things like the building trades, always, you know, there's always going to be great careers in those sectors. And then just software development is another big one, especially here in Troy. I mentioned it a minute ago related to manufacturing, but there's some great software companies in downtown Troy that are doing big things.
Mm, that's a lot.
That's a whole lot.
Let me ask you just two more quick questions. You know, how, and give me some, briefly, how is this communicated to the Troy community? How do you communicate this to the Troy community?
Yeah.
And is there any lasting thing that, you know, you would like to say about the workforce development center?
Right. So, you know, I think could probably do a better job communicating what we have available. We are a small, lean organization, mm-hmm. so we really are constantly working with new businesses and organizations, and therefore we don't usually do a lot of advertising per se, other than through the partners that we work with. So whether it's our partners in labor, whether it's our partners at the community college, training partners, et cetera, there's a lot of word of mouth, although I think we're going to be changing that soon. We're going to be trying to put out a little bit more content to show the projects that we work on. And then as far as something else important, I think listeners might want to know about, it's WDI is not just the part that I work in. It's mm-hmm. also, we have a child care program. And I think, you know, maybe there are a lot of folks who are listening who have heard of this program. But basically, the Department of Social Services has child care subsidy programs that help to cover the cost of child care for families that qualify. But once you hit a certain dollar amount in your hourly wage or your salary, you fall off the benefit cliff, as it's called. And we have a program that covers families that are on the verge of falling off that cliff or could fall off of it. And we have the facilitated child care enrollment program that covers families up to 275% of the federal poverty level. And just for a frame of reference here, what that means is a family of two could be earning up to $44,000. A family of six could be earning up to $90,000 and still qualify mm-hmm. for some of the reduced child care. I mean, the cost is just exorbitant, as most people probably know. So to qualify for the program, you have to be working at least 25 hours or more per week and have children under 13 years of age. And people who are interested can reach out to my office. I'll give that contact info.
Yeah, how could we get in contact?
Yeah. So, I mean, the best way to check us out and see some of the projects that we've worked on is to visit our website, which is www.wdiny.org. And you can see all of our contact info on there. 518-272-3500. Or you can call our child care program to find out about eligibility and availability of funds at 518-272-3530.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
And I want to bring you back to talk about the child care or somebody
great.
From your organization.
We'd love to.
Okay. But that's all the time we have today, and I want to thank you again. This has been I've been speaking to Dan Cutler, Region Director for the Workforce Development Institute that's located in Troy. And I want to thank you for informing the Troy community about the operation and work of the Workforce Development Institute in Troy. And we hope to hear from you again soon. This has been Labor Talk, and I'm your host, Willie Terry. And until next time, remember, the struggle continues.